Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
He is a man with multidimensional grace. He's the author and songwriter. He is the author of Daily Walk Devotional. He has over 10 titles to his credit. He's committed to inspiring and teaching people to live the kingdom lifestyle and helping them become the answer they were created to be. With a good God bless you, can we receive God's servant to bless us this morning? That's not a 20 days of glory reception, man. Can you make it louder? Thank you very much, sir.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Give Jesus a bigger shout of hallelujah. Is that a 20 days of glory shout? Come on, do it better. It's been awesome. I joined the first day. It was powerful. I watched into the night. It was powerful. Thank you, sir. Thank you for doing this. This is massive. We do 7 days. We do 5 days meeting. We do 4 days meeting. 20 days meeting. My God. Come on, let's celebrate Pastor Mavis and Pastor Regina for the sacrifice to the body of Christ, the sacrifice they are making for you. This is no small sacrifice. I hope you know it. I just hope you can understand and appreciate this sacrifice. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Let's appreciate Pastor Regina too for making it easy for God's servant. I know in those days, many times he has to sleep over. I know those days he will sleep there. He will be there. And then Pastor Regina is at home. Can you imagine a woman allowing the husband to do ministry? No trouble, no anything. Let's appreciate Pastor Regina. Hallelujah. And all the team of ministers, thank you and God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our two hands and just appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship you.
Can we lift up our two hands high?
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship.
Come on, take it one more time.
Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted. Above the gods. We lay our crowns and worship you.
A glorious God.
Glorious God.
Oh, glorious.
Precious Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for 20 days of glory. Thank you for day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. Thank you, Father, for today, day 5, day of grace. Thank you for massive grace. Thank you for what you are set to do today. We give you praise. We give you glory. Be thou magnified and be thou glorified. In the name of Jesus. The scripture said, the entrance of thy word give a light and it bring understanding to the simple. Let your word bring light. Let it bring understanding. In the name of Jesus. Let no relationship and no life remain the same. Let no marriage remain the same. Thank you, Master. Blessed be the name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a bigger hand and let's take a seat in God's presence. I'll be speaking this morning on something I believe will be a blessing to you and will bless you very powerfully. I believe the Lord has put this in my heart for you. How many of us are married? Let me see your hands. We are married. 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 Okay. Praise God. Okay, some are there. Oh, good. How many of us are preparing to get married? Next year, you are going to get married. Next year, you're planning to get married. Next year. All right. Praise God. All right. So I'm going to be speaking. You have heard the word, don't be a prayer point, be a praise point before. So that's what I'm going to be speaking about. Be a praise point, not a prayer point in your marriage, a relationship. Be a praise point and not a prayer point in your marriage. Proverbs 18:22, I'm reading the Passion Translation. When a man finds a wife, I love it in the Passion, very beautifully written. When a man finds, I thought it was better before. When a man finds a wife, he has found a treasure. For she is the gift of God to bring him joy and pleasure. But the one who divorces a good woman loses what is good from his house. To choose an adulteress is both stupid and ungodly. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. It's either you are a wife or you are a knife. A husband or a husband. A blessing or a burden. A joy or a pain. There is no sitting on the fence. Is either you are one. And you look at that scripture, it said, when a man finds a wife, so even at the point of finding, he's not looking for a girl or a lady. He's looking for who? A wife. Wife material. Wife. Wife. Everyone married or unmarried falls in either of the category. Either you fall in the category of being a blessing or a burden, of being a joy or a pain. You will fall in one. But by divine design, every Christian woman or Christian man is meant to be a joy. It's meant to be a blessing, a treasure, a gift from God. You could see in that passage that it said she's a gift from God. A gift. A gift from God. A gift from God. A gift. Can we say right now that you are a gift? Those who are married, can we say you are a gift to your husband? Do you bring him pleasure? Or do you bring him pain? What do you bring him now? Can we say you are a treasure? Are you an asset? Or a liability? Which one are you? But here this morning, I've come to help you to become an asset and not an liability. To become a blessing and not a burden. A pleasure and not a pain. So that you will be the prayer, you will be not the prayer point in the sense what everybody is looking for. When you are a praise point, everybody wants you. When you are an asset, everybody wants you. When you are valuable, everyone wants you. Have you heard some brothers pray and use, Lord, why can't you give me Sister Rachel? Oh God, Sister Rachel. Oh God, that sister, oh God, give me that Sister Rachel. Oh God, if you can do. And then, have you seen a situation where five brothers are receiving one sister? When I was on campus, you know, I became a chartered accountant at 300 level, the first on my campus. So I was a big guy. I was already lecturing why on campus. About three sisters received me. They said I was their husband. One said, I am convinced, I'm persuaded, I have prayed and fasted. And two out of them spoke to me directly. What I'm saying is, if you are an asset, everybody wants you. But if you are a body or somebody who is not valuable, when you surface in their dream, they bind the devil. Hey! For where? No. So become somebody everybody wants. The Bible says that everyone was looking for Jesus. Mark 1:35. When you become valuable, everybody will be looking for you. Everybody wants you. They want you. Everybody wants to have you. You become the delight of every brother. The delight of every sister. You become the delight of your husband. Your husband can't do without you. Always talking about you. In the office, on the way, at home, to every. They know that, I will love to meet your wife. This man must have eaten correct vegetable. When you hear such, that woman must be what? An asset. She's a praise point. Are we together? She's a praise point. Glory to God. You see, marriage is good though. Marriage is sweet. Marriage is... But haven't you heard a word like marriage is a scam? Men are scam. Have you heard such word? Eh? Men are scum. I've heard it too. But is it true? When God created marriage good, people are using their experiences to give definition to marriage. That your marriage failed does not make marriage bad. What makes marriage bad is the people in the marriage. That's what defines marriage. The people in the marriage. the people in the marriage. People define marriage by what they have gone through, what they have passed through. You don't define marriage by your experience. You define marriage by the manufacturer's manual. The reason why many struggle in marriage today is because they are not operating it according to the manufacturer's manual. Something happened a few weeks ago. They bought me a birthday gift. What's it called? This charger. Power bank. And it has a touchlight. So I've been trying to hunt the touchlight. I've been trying to press it. I saw something that could be pressed. So I was pressing. I couldn't hunt it. Then after some time, I saw my son took the thing, hunt the touchlight. I said, how? How did you? I read the manual. Ooh. So you can be old and be struggling with something that is small because you don't have access to the manual. You don't read the manual. You can be small and be having it easy because you know the manual. As big as I was struggling with that. That was a wristwatch that was gotten for me. It has this thing you could press here, this gadget, you can do a lot of things, you can press. I was struggling with it too, but yet it came with manual. Most Africans will behave like that. When manual comes, we don't bother to check the manual. We just go ahead. That's the way marriage is. Many of us have not gone to school. Pastor Mavis said it. Many of us have attended Pastor Mavis marriage school. There is one that was done last year. Romance Station, yes, I remember. How many of us have attended before? See what we're talking about. They want to show you the manual. Men of God, I want to get married. I want to get married. I just want to marry. I just want to marry. I just want to marry. By the time you get there, your eyes will be open. You think it's just easy, just like that. Nah, you know, what is a marriage? It's when you enter, you will know that something is in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nothing bad proceeds from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So, marriage is good. Marriage is good. Now, please take note of this. Your character is equal to your marriage. Your character is your marriage. What defines the atmosphere and the climate of every marriage is the character of the couple. The husband and the wife. So you are a determiner of what happens. Are you following me? You are a determiner. So when you have a good marriage, a working marriage, a great marriage, and things are working, it is because those who are there, they have quality character. They have developed themselves. They have worked on themselves. They've dealt with certain issues in their lives. And that's why they'll be enjoying marriage. They won't have some issues. They won't have some issues. Are we together? They won't have certain issues. But if you are not going to deal with some things, you'll be having lot of itches, lot of challenges, lot of challenges, lot of issues. The reason why we have lots of itches and glitches, like they will call it in INEC, lot of itches and glitches, is as a result of character deficiency. Deficiency in character. Deficiency in character. Hallelujah. I had a story of a man. I know a particular one, a pastor, who actually was praying that the wife should die. Yes, I know him. He pastored me before. But I had another one that the man was staying there at the altar for days, having fasting and prayer. Please ask me the prayer point. Father, kill my wife. Because he's a Christian, he feels that now I'm married, I can't divorce or something. I need to remarry. The only solution is get rid of this woman. She's a thorn in my flesh. She's a thorn. Please, I want to beg you. I want to beg you. Be a praise point. Be an asset. Be a pleasure. Be a blessing. Be somebody your husband will be at rest with. Be somebody your wife will be secured with. At rest with. Not somebody who is just trouble. Some people, when the home is calm like this, some women don't feel okay. How come everywhere is just, they must cause trouble? They must talk anyhow. How come? That's a demon. I want to trouble your home. Hallelujah. The husband didn't do anything. They find something and just begin to and there, before you know it, bah, bows, bah. Hallelujah. Many domestic violence happen because of lack of good character. Or people have not built themselves. People are not an asset. See these heart-rending statistics. 14 celebrities divorced in Nigeria in 2022. 52 in the U.S. in 2022. 42 to 45% of first marriages end in divorce. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. 63% of third marriages end in divorce. Do you know why? You feel that when you get to another one, it's going to get better. The person has not changed. He's the same person. Pastor Marvin said it. He has not changed. He's still the same. What do you owe you? If your experience in marriage must change, then you must change. Are you with me? You must change. You must change. You see, 49 husband and wife killed themselves in Nigeria between January 2021 and March 2022. 49 killed themselves. Wives were killed by their husband. The wives that were killed, 35. 14 husbands were killed by their wives. The average length of a first marriage that hangs in divorce is 8 years. The probability of first marriage ending in separation or divorce in the first 5 years is 20%, and in 10 years is 33%. The average age for couples going through a divorce is 30 years old and less. On average, a person spends about 2 years thinking about divorce before taking the action. The first nothing, because they've been battling with the issues, going through things. The relationship can be toxic. That can be not only physical abuse, emotional abuse. Speaking and battering the woman or battering the husband, but with words. Shattering the man with words. And those things will be compiling. The man will be thinking and thinking. You are becoming a pain. Some people will have high blood pressure. High blood pressure because of marriage. Because of their spouse. Why would you be a source of high blood pressure or a sickness to your partner? Why not choose to be a source of productivity, advancement to your partner? That because of you, your partner is making progress. Productive, achieving great things. The question I ask myself is, why all of this happening? And the answer is bankruptcy of character. No character. Zero character. The question is, why celebrities? They're up high there. Some of us, we celebrate them. Either in corner, in public, I don't. Am I saying something? But
their marriages are failing.
You should feel that honor, that influence should make marriage work. It's not that influence that make marriage work. It's not even how glamorous a wedding ceremony went. There was a story that was told. I know the person is my associate pastor now. The mother, when she got married, on their honeymoon, first night, the first day, they fought from the hotel room to the street. You can be a celebrity and lack character. Proverbs 21 verse 19 says, it's better to live in a desert than with a quarreling and angry woman. Proverbs 26 and 21. Proverbs 26 verse 21. The Passion Translation says, add fuel to the fire and the blaze goes on. So add an argumentative man to the maze and you will keep strife alive. You will keep strife alive. Proverbs 27 verse 15. An endless drip. Passion Translation. Drip. From a leaky faucet. And the walls of a cranky and nagging wife. Have the same effect. Being a praise point in marriage brings peace. In marriage. It facilitates productivity. Makes you a good model for your children. But being a prayer point brings untimely death. It begins with high blood pressure. Sicknesses and diseases. Fuel divorce. And it makes the home a breeding place for domestic violence. Because you are a prayer point. You lack character. You are not an asset. You are a liability. You are not a gift from God. Are we together? When you talk about this praise point, you are a praise point when you can be considered a treasure, a gift, a source of joy, and a pleasure according to the passage we read. All right? And you are a prayer point when you are a pain, a burden. We've said that. Now, this is where I'm going because of my time. How do I become a praise point in my marriage? How do I become valuable to my partner? Or as a single person, how do I become someone everyone is looking for? How do I become an asset, a treasure, a gift from God? A joy and a pleasure of my partner. How do I become so? Quickly. Number one is growth. Spiritual growth. 2 Peter 3 verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Growth. This is very important. The problems many people are having in their marriage is as a result of lack of growth. Because somebody has not grown. You have not grown spiritually. You have not grown in your walk, in your love walk. You have not grown in your love walk. I heard this story. I've often heard Kenneth Copeland, Bishop Oyedepo said, never had arguments or something. Kenneth Copeland said the last time they had argument was the first time was the last time. And it was the only one who was involved in the argument. The other person was not involved. And you heard Bishop Oyedepo said, I've never had hitch-free marriage. Over 40 years of marriage. Hitch-free. So I began to ask myself, is this really possible? Please, what's the secret for this? And one day, the Holy Ghost opened my eyes to see the secret is love. Somebody say love. Say love. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 to 8. Love. If you can walk in love, the God kind of love, if you grow in love, I can tell you that your marriage will be sweet. Are we together? Grow in your love walk. You have an issue-free marriage. It's true. Number two, identify every one of your weaknesses and deliberately deal with them. Deliberately deal with them. Weaknesses are destroyers of marriage. Weaknesses are destroyer of marriage. Weaknesses. The weakness you refuse to deal with will deal with you in marriage or deal with your marriage. The weaknesses you refuse to deal with will deal with your marriage in the future or deal with your marriage presently. There are many weaknesses you have that it will take another patient man, another man who is working in love to be able to accommodate. God, we need to help the man to be able to continue to accommodate, tolerate. Are we together? But it can always be a source of contention issues in the marriage. The weaknesses you have. Proverbs 21 verse 4. Proverbs 21 verse 4. Identify the weaknesses. Deal with it. A haughty look, a proud heart, and a prying of the wicked are sin. Pride is a weakness. You have pride, deal with it. There's a way you behave that is not correct, deal with it. Number three, be purpose-driven. How to become a praise point in your marriage. Be purpose-driven. If you are single. But if you are married, be supportive of your husband's vision. Find your purpose in his purpose. Be a person of purpose. Support his purpose. Support his purpose. And instead of becoming valuable, becoming a praise point to the man, becoming an asset. The way you carry the vision of the man. And if you are a purpose-driven person, you are driven by purpose, kingdom-driven, he makes you valuable, he makes you a praise point, he makes you somebody everybody is looking up to. Are we together? Number four, intentionally build quality character. There's a saying in Yoruba land. It said, a woman has lost character. They say she does not have a place in a man's house. Do you understand? I should say it in Yoruba. Obinrin so wa nu. Olohun rile oko gbe. Complaining, you have lost character. And you are complaining you don't have a husband house to stay. You keep moving, changing husband like clothes. Intentionally build quality character. Proverbs 25 verse 15. Galatians 5 verse 22. Build all those character. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. All those things. I want you to engage in that exercise. Put your name in wherever you find charity. Put your name there. Love suffers long. Say, Benga suffers long. Benga is kind. Benga does not envy. Benga does not do this. Does it define you? Wherever you find yourself shortcoming, work on it. Deliberately cultivate this exercise. This, it doesn't jump on people. You may have it in your spirit as a regenerator, your regenerated spirit. But you got to cultivate, exercise it for you to build it and work in it. It will not just come out. It come out by deliberate exercise in it. Are we together? Deliberate exercise of these things. Glory to God. Acquire cooking skill and home management and other necessary skills. Proverbs 31 verse 21. If you check very well, check the hall. Check around those who are clapping. Check. It will be guys that will be clapping. Am I correct? Look back and check those who are clapping. Perhaps, I'm going to say something. Perhaps 31 verse 21. Now listen. 31, 21. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. I'm looking for the place where she cooks, she rises up early and make food for her household and all of that. The Proverbs 31 woman. Now listen, that a woman is doing this does not make a man must not learn how to cook. Brothers, I beg, learn how to cook. Don't say, you're just going to see it. They're always going to bring in food for you. It doesn't always work like that. This is 21st century. She goes to work, you go to work, and you expect her to come back and say, and you come earlier than her, and you're still sitting and waiting for her to come and still cook for you. It doesn't work like that. Listen, when I was working, I've never worked in my life. All the work I've worked is in the ministry. Let's say I will not work with your certificate. I work at the Redemption Camp. When I was working there, my wife works at VHI. So she comes home late. The earliest is 8. I go home by 7. Yes, already at home. 6:30, 7. When I'm going home, I will branch at the market. Pick stuff at the market. Get home. Fix things. I can cook. Oh. There are things I can cook better than my wife. I taught my wife certain things. There are certain food that she can't make better than I. Praise God. Please be a correct man. A man of honor. A praise point. The one that, my husband. Your wife is coming from work and she, my husband. Just singing the husband. What is it about your husband? Gone. Praise God. Are we together? Acquired home management. Be given to details. Learn the skill. In that book is 1,005. It's 2,005, but I'm giving it to you for 1,005 for today. 1,005, you can pick it up for 20 days of glory. In that book, it said there are 16 skills that you must acquire as a single. At least minimum. One of them is this home management skill. Learn it. There is practically nothing you cannot learn on YouTube. Don't just use YouTube to be watching films. Use it to learn. Are we together? Use it to learn. Be a good contributor to the family finance. It takes finance to run romance. Exodus chapter 10 verse 17. Sometimes romance may die when there is no finance. It's true. You need money. Money answers all things. And don't leave all the burden to the man. You want to buy salt? My husband. You want to buy that? My husband. Be a contributor to the family finance. Be an asset. Be someone. If you are bringing in a whole lot of money, the man will really... My wife. Are we together? Bring something in. You will see the man treasure you. You will be a treasure. When my wife, she was collecting times 6 or times 7 what I was earning when I was in camp. And she would bring her ATM card. See, my husband, I've collected my salary. So somebody say, Pastor, don't go there. I beg. Don't go there. Please, I'm not going there. My time is almost up. I'm not going there. Be a good communicator. Deliberately avoid bad communication. Lies, shouting, and all of those. Speaking the truth in love that we may grow up. Ephesians 4 verse 15. And verse 29 says, you should keep corrupt communication out of your mouth. Corrupt communication. Then abstain from sexual immorality and cheating. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Marriage is honorable. You want to be a treasure? Keep your virginity. Keep your virginity. You are married? Don't cheat on your husband. Don't cheat on your... You know, this cheating thing is becoming a... a norm in the society, and the Christians are also flowing along. God have mercy. You want to be an asset, you must abstain from sexual immorality. And then finally, get understanding. That's where Pastor Mavis started. Get understanding. Through the reading of books, trainings, seminars, summit like this, Romance Station, another one will come this year. I beg all of you, everybody here must enroll by fire, by force. By force, by thunder. By thunder, by storm. By storm, by hurricane. Sign up. We desire that you, we are hearing about you in marriage that you are doing well. Not that you have just left your first marriage now. That will not be your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get understanding. Daniel said, I understood by books. I understood by books. You need to understand the following things. Understand men and women. Understand money in marriage. Understand the in-laws. Understand conflict management in marriage. Understand parenting. Understand love and submission. Understand good sex in marriage. What's my counsel? By the reason of what you have learned, I want you to make up your mind that because of you, your partner will continually give thanks to God, glorify God, and show gratitude to God. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.